This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc filling in for Jesse Kelly. He'll be back tomorrow. Well, we have another activist district judge, as they say. And when you hear this judge whine and complain about the illegals to Trump, he clearly cares more for people that are here to cause chaos in our country. People that were sent here by the communist dictator who was not elected, Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, sending over Los Carteles de Solas, the Cartel of the Suns. They wear red, says Police Chief William McManus in San Antonio, Texas, talking about the raids he did on Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua was sent here and are agents of the Venezuelan dictatorship government. And they are here to cause chaos. They are here to burglarize us, to subjugate us, to rape our women, our children, our daughters, whether it be Lake and Riley in Georgia, whether it be Jocelyn Ungaré in Houston. And here's one that very few people even know about. There is, I was filling in for a great station in Des Moines, Iowa the other day. Mick Jagger came out. I saw the Stones in Des Moines like in the 90s. He came out and he says, "Hello, Des Moines." He knew what he was doing. He was doing it on purpose. But I was talking in Des Moines, and a lot of people didn't even know this, but like right at the border of Iowa and Wisconsin is a tiny little town I've heard of before called Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin, where a Tren de Aragua member went into a home of a woman and her daughter, tied them up, beat them with an axe, and sexually assaulted both of them for hours. And the stories go on and on. The Tennessee Bureau of Investigation, the TBI, the head of the TBI was on Fox and Friends not too long ago, and he said that Tren de Aragua is operating in all four of their major cities, Knoxville, Nashville. What are the other ones? It'll come to me. It's Chattanooga and Memphis. This is a nationwide invasion and attack, and the people are sent here to cause chaos. Their headquarters, El Paso, their headquarters also in Colorado, and a lot of members in New York City, etc. And now comes this district court judge. And look, there was a great column in the Wall Street Journal the other day from a man who I have great respect, speaking of Iowa, Chuck Grassley. This dude is like 89 freaking years old, and he speaks like an old Iowa farmer. I remember back in the day, my first job out of college was in television and radio, and I would go downstairs to my awesome high-rise. I was in the most tiniest apartment in this awesome little high-rise downtown Davenport, and there was the office of Senator Chuck Grassley. Behold. And I just kind of thought that was really cool. But Chuck Grassley is like not one of these people that moderates would say he's way out there. He is so calm, respected, and has so many years in the Senate. And he when he does something and he stands up on our side for things, then you know how big of a deal this is. And Chuck wrote in the Wall Street Journal a bill to stop nationwide injunctions. And he says, first of all, they're going to curtail these district judges, because this is a district judge ruling on national policy, including foreign matters, which he's not entitled to do that. Chuck says, "I can find no clear record of a universal injunction issued before 1963. Article 3 of the Constitution, he says, tasks the judicial branch with resolving cases and controversies, not making policies. He will introduce this week the Judicial Relief Clarification Act to restore constitutional role to lower courts by restraining these district judges, their ability to issue universal injunctions. And if you are not a party to the lawsuit, you will not be able to do a TRO, temporary restraining order, meaning whoever is exactly the one going after you, only they can get remedy. No one else, Not all the illegals in Venezuela that are trained in Agua that have been sent to El Salvador, to CICAT, that awesome terrorist prison. In fact, Grassley closes by saying, Chuck Schumer and Dick Durbin, just 2 years ago, submitted a friend of the court brief, an amicus brief, warning the perilous consequences of resulting from a district judge's move to block the abortion pill mifepristone. Hey, Dick Durbin and Chuck Grassley said, Dick Durbin and what's his name? Chuck Schumer said, hey, this judge ruling against mifepristone, which, by the way, that pro-abortion thing, the chemical abortion drug, is very dangerous if you compare it to other drugs that are regulated. It was regulated because it is very dangerous unless you're being overseen by a physician. Some bad stuff can happen. Do you remember that case in the presidential election versus Trump versus that cackling Kamala? Do you remember in Georgia, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution wrote an opinion piece that supposedly said that the regulation of mifepristone killed a woman in Atlanta? That is a lie. In fact, one of the physicians from that hospital wrote an editorial debunking all of that. She did not go for a week. She had problems. She delayed. She is why, unfortunately, is why she died. She did not take action. So the Democrats are saying, oh, no. We don't want a district judge. We don't want a district judge to stop women all over the country from taking mifepristone. Ah, but when it comes to people that are raping and killing us and our 12-year-old daughters or our Jocelyn Nungres in Athens, Georgia, at UGA, we don't want to stop them from being sent. We don't want them to be sent out of this country. We want them to stay here. So do you understand this? We want district judges reined in or totally stopped when it's for something we don't agree with. But when it's something we agree with, leaving rapists and murderers in the country, yes, we want the district judges to rule nationally. So we need to stop this. We need to end it. And they didn't even exist. They're not in the Constitution until the Congress put them in the 50s? The 60s, or like 50s, I think it was. After, what's his name? Oh, it'll come to me in a second. But in 1947, who ran three times, producer Chris? Was it Roosevelt? Thank you. I knew you'd be a lexicon of information. FDR, yeah. So that the Republicans, I think it was, voted that in and wanted to stop that. Well, and they had bipartisan agreement on that. But listen, so now comes this district judge today, a new clown that they have. Democrats have judge shopped and taken in to stop the Trinidad-Agua people being sent over. Listen to this. This is wild. This is worse than Judge Boasberg, who was like, I want my illegals back. Hey, you have to turn that plane around right now. I don't care if there's not enough gas to get back from the, by Cancun. I don't care if you're over Cancun right now heading to El Salvador and there's not enough gas. You get that plane back. If you got to crash, if you got to do Sully Sullenberger and land on the sea to get back outside of Houston just coming in, that's fine. You get my illegals back. He was like a child. This guy's worse. You're not going to believe this. Look at this. This is U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, who I believe is in San Francisco. Shocker. And he just issued this afternoon a temporary injunction against Trump in his decision to end temporary protected status, TPS, for the 350,000 Venezuelans living illegally while living in the United States. Joe Biden stamped and brought him in. Stamp, bring him in. And Trump saying no more, no temporary protective status. And by the way, we know where they're at. We know who they are. We have their fingerprints, their all sorts of stuff. And we know the addresses they're supposed to be at so we can hunt them down and get them out of this country. And you're not going to believe this. You will not believe this. I have not seen in person my Venezuelan relatives, my in-laws. My father-in-law married a Venezuelan woman about 20, 25 years ago. And her children have worked hard to do it legally over the past 20 years. And you're not going to believe, I saw them recently, went to Miami and visited with them. Hadn't seen them in person for like 15 years or so. And what they have to say about these Venezuelans that Joe Biden brought in with these temporary protective status, you're not going to believe it. But I want to tell you what this judge said, too. It is, he is so attached to these illegals, and he's so angry at Trump. He wants these illegals, and he'll do everything he can. He is literally concerned about murderers and rapists and their welfare, not the people that were murdered and raped. All that is coming up next. Can't wait to get into that with you. Also, what the Democrats are saying, like Schumer and Jamie Raskin, they want these illegals brought back in, these criminal, violent illegals from El Salvador. All that's coming up, plus so much more. This is the Jesse Kelly Show, Chris Kroc filling in. If you want to follow me on social media, at Chris Kroc Show, that's at Chris Kroc Show, C-H-R-I-S-K-R-O-K on Twitter, Facebook. Most of everything I talk about is on my Twitter feed. But that's what I want to tell you. Now, here's another thing I want to tell you about. You've heard Jesse talk about how important it is. Folks, look, I'm 51, testosterone. And Jesse's not a spring chicken anymore, right? A little bit younger, but not too much. And your testosterone goes down. And when you have lower testosterone and you go to higher testosterone, I know what it feels like from losing weight, from exercising, and from supplements like chalk. And what it means is your drive with your beautiful wife goes way up in a very good way for all parties. What it means is your energy and your ability to exercise and want to move goes way up. And it does naturally happen with age. Most people have already given up on their New Year's resolutions to get healthier and stronger. The American Patriots at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, want you to know that now is the time to choose strength and vitality over weakness and complacency. Men's testosterone levels are off a cliff historically at an all-time low. Are you surprised? I'm not. Jesse's been taking Chalk for over 2 years now, and the results have been incredible. You know, they tell you not to eat chalk at school, but this time you can't eat this chalk. It's C-H-O-Q, right? Boost your testosterone, your mood, your energy, and focus in 2025 by subscribing to Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. And I know, as I mentioned, what it's like. The Male Vitality Stack contains Chalk Daily, Tongat 100, and Ashwagandha for the ultimate daily boost for American men. This month only, Chalk is offering spring savings discount on any subscription for life exclusive to our listeners. Visit chalk.com, chok.com, and use the code Jesse to unlock this exclusive spring savings sale. That's chok.com, code Jesse.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
I am very proud to say that I am friends with the great Chuck Lavelle, who is the keyboardist, formerly was the keyboardist for the Allman Brothers. And I lived at one point in beautiful Macon, Georgia, where you can smell those delicious, amazing, intoxicating magnolia trees. And, of course, where I'm at in Dallas, Texas, and where Jesse's at in Houston. I literally, for the first time in my life, you know, usually you move into a house and the first thing you do isn't planting trees. I literally had the privilege to get my first tree and plant it and pick it. I know it sounds ridiculous, but this was like 8 years ago. I don't know what. And that magnolia tree, they're so slow growing. But they are so worth it. And you stick your freaking nose in that deep flower and you just smell and you cannot believe it. It's like the deepest, most intoxicating perfume of some sort. God's perfume, as it were. Well, you're going to hear this judge who literally just stepped in and said, no, Trump, you can't deport the 350,000 Venezuelans that Joe Biden allowed to come in pretending that he needed temporary protective status. His pout, his rant in a minute, it's just so ridiculous. Really, it is. It beclowns itself when I read the words. Now, you know, I have a license to carry. You don't even need it in Texas anymore with constitutional carry. But if you've ever, I recommend everybody take a license to carry course and shooting course so that you get a good feel. But I'm going to tell you something. When you walk out, as I did years ago, 10 years ago maybe, from your license to carry class, if you have a decent teacher, which most of you will, you walk out of the going, you're much, much less likely to ever want to pull your gun out. But if you have a Byrna, well, then everything changes. Because the Byrna less lethal launcher, you won't have to worry about that if you need to defend yourself with the Byrna. Wherever you face, whatever your plan is, you know, what is your plan? I should say, if you face a situation that demands personal protection, you need to have it. Jesse's plan is the Byrna less lethal launcher. What if there was a way effectively to defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Let me tell you something. You will lose your firearm, and you will have to go in front of a grand jury, and you will have to spend a couple thousand dollars. So just think about that. Don't be Mr. Big Man or Big Woman by whipping it out. You know when you whip it out is when you know you have to. With the burner, you don't have to worry about that. Do you really want to pull the trigger and deal with the financial and mental repercussions I mentioned? And if your family is in a situation where you feel threatened, you need to start with less lethal. Avid hiker Jason picked up his burner, he packed it in for an evening hike. They went, he and his family, on a very close herring encounter as they went out with a mountain lion. I need sound effects. Armed with the kinetic ammo, Jason was able to deter the animal, protect his family from what could have been a deadly situation. Legal in all 50 states, Byrna requires no permits or background checks needed. The Byrna launcher has powerful deterrents like tear gas, kinetic rounds with a 60-foot range. One shot can incapacitate attackers for up to 40 minutes. That's what I'm talking about. Don't use it on your boss, ladies and gentlemen. Don't use it on your friend. A Byrna can save two lives. Byrna is trusted by over 500 government agencies, police departments, private security firms. 14,000 look at this, 14,000 four-and-a-half-star reviews. Wow. That's as good as it gets. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse for 10% off your purchase. That's BYRNA.com/Jesse. So this is what the leftist U.S. District Judge Edward Chen, they're all coming out of the closet. Literally, Trump has more restraining orders, TROs, than Biden did in 4 years already, in 2 months. That's how bad this is. You know this. Jesse's talked about it. So the judge says, no, Trump, you can't take the 350,000 Venezuelans that Biden just waved in with his magic wand and kick them out, which he should and he must. Chen expressed concerns that such a move, sending these 350,000 illegals that Joe pretended had temporary protective status, could severely disrupt the lives of Venezuelan beneficiaries and harm the U.S. economy. Disrupt your life? You didn't come here under any legitimate premises. Disrupt your life? You're disrupting our lives. You took all the jobs. You've seen the jobs numbers. Almost every job added in Biden are illegals. So you are disrupting our lives. Oh, did you see what Elon found with his BFF there on stage in Green Bay last night they talked about for the Supreme Court, Wisconsin Supreme Court rally in Green Bay? Well, yeah. They found millions of people that are illegals getting Social Security numbers. They found illegals registering to vote. People who could not do it. That's disrupting our elections. That's disrupting our country, our elections, our democracy, dare I say, the Democrats talk about. He says also this liberal district judge that stopped this today with a TRO. The court finds the secretary's action threatens to inflict irreparable harm on hundreds of thousands of persons whose lives, families, and livelihood will be severely disrupted, cost the U.S. billions in economic activity, and injure public health and safety communities throughout the U.S. Holy crap! This guy thinks it's great to open the floodgates and let 16 million invade. Holy crap! These people are great. We don't need any jobs for Americans. These people are great. We don't want to disrupt their lives, even though they're not here legitimately. These people are great. Get out of here. Get out of here. He goes on, criticizing the government's failure to present any significant countervailing harm from continuing the TPS protection for Venezuelans. What do you mean? We don't want them here. They were not brought here under legitimate pretenses. They're brought in under false pretenses. Kamala and Joe's magic immigration wand. The judge argued the Trump administration's actions were likely unauthorized by law based on, quote, arbitrary and capricious reasoning, possibly motivated by unconstitutional animus. This guy hates Trump. That's all this is. I hate Trump. I love illegals. I love Biden. I got to stop Trump in any way, shape, or form, even if I have no entitlement. This is their strategy to stop Trump from being Trump, to stop 70% or 77 million of us that voted, was it 70 million, that voted for Trump, to stop us all. That's what this is. This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc filling in much more on the illegals. Coming up next on the Jesse Kelly Show.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris Kroc. Filling. And I mentioned that Stones concert in Iowa years ago. No, it was one of the, anyway, Lenny toured with, opened for them on one of their tours. I can't remember which one. I saw him open. That was great. I saw, what's his name? Blind Melon, that guy, right before he died, way back when, you know, in the 90s. Listen to this. Talk about these district judges shutting down, making nationwide decisions. No one is better to advocate the case for these district judges being out of control, should have no ability to stop nationwide things than liberal justice Elena Kagan. Listen to this, just 2 years ago.
It just can't be right that one district judge can stop a nationwide policy in its tracks and leave it stopped for the years that it takes to go through normal process.
Thank you. I agree. Freeze it for years and stop Trump. Oh, no, that's okay. Oh, I'll rule for that. Oh, yeah. Not Biden. No. Not getting abortion drugs to women that are unsafe unless they're supervised with a doctor closely. No. And here is who Jamie Raskin and other Democrats are pining for to get them back into this country. Here's a list of some of the types of crimes that they're committing that we have sent out of this country to El Salvador.
Let me tell you why we've made this commitment. MS-13, may I remind each and every one of you, is a brutal and vicious gang. They raped and strangled a 20-year-old autistic woman to death in Maryland. They hacked four people to death with machetes in a park on Long Island. They have kidnapped, sexually tortured, and shot a teenage girl in Texas after she insulted them, allegedly. Killed and mutilated a 17-year-old girl in Virginia, stabbing him 16 times and cutting off his hands. They beheaded and cut out the heart of a man in Washington, D.C. They raped and murdered a 13-year-old girl in California. They sex trafficked a slew of young girls, including one who was just 12 years old. Raped an 11-year-old girl in Brooklyn while her brother was in the room. Sex trafficked a 13-year-old in Maryland and Virginia, miles away from this White House, even beating her 26 times on her backside with a baseball bat. Pressured homeless New Yorkers to undergo unnecessary surgeries such as spinal fusion in order to bolster their fraudulent lawsuits. These are vicious criminals. This is a vicious gang. And I wish that the media would spend just a second of the same time you have spent trying to litigate each and every individual of this gang who has been deported from our country as the innocent Americans whose lives have been lost at the hands of these brutal criminals. We maintain our position and very strongly.
All right, producer Chris, do you want me to play that Jamie Raskin one, or is it kind of whatever? Okay, he wants me to play this, and this could be interesting. A lot of good sound from our assistant producer, associate producer, as it were. Here's Jamie Raskin, Congressman, Democrat, way lefty.
Some of our colleagues have been railing against Judge Boasberg for ordering the planes to be turned around. They say those planes were filled with terrorists, I think my good friend from Texas said. Well, here's one person of many who wasn't a terrorist on that flight or a gangbanger. His name's Kilmer Garcia. He's a Marylander married to a U.S. citizen who has a 5-year-old son with autism. And he went to pick up his son, but he was picked up first by ICE. And then he was shackled and put on that airplane and shipped off to the torturers of El Salvador without ever having the benefit of those two most beautiful words in the English language, due process. He was not actually a gangbanger. He was not a criminal. It was all a mistake. If there'd been due process, maybe that would have been determined, but there wasn't. But they put him on that plane in El Salvador. Well, all's well that ends well, right? No. The administration says there's nothing they can do about it now because he's no longer in U.S. custody. This guy who lives in my state, married to a U.S. citizen.
Well, wait, he used to live in your state, Jamie, right? Chris? Used to live in my state, he should have said, right? He doesn't live in his state anymore. He's not there.
With citizen children, he's stuck with the dictator of El Salvador.
Hold on a second. Producer Chris, you and I were talking about this a few minutes ago. A little touching music to back up Jamie Raskin's sadness. Now, he's still an illegal, though. I didn't hear him say he's a citizen. Did you? Have you heard of that? Was he a citizen? Okay, so, look. I like how he butters you up and says, well, he's got a wife that's an American citizen. Great, but he's not one. Well, he's got a child. Oh, and by the way, for the record, let's also make sure he is autistic. Did you hear me? I don't know if you heard me. He is autistic. Like, you know, milk it for all it's worth, right? And he was sent to El Salvador. But he still, according to what he said, I don't hear him say he's legal, so he's illegal. So you know what? It sucks to be in El Salvador. You're not having fun, but don't come here illegally. And they're saying we can't bring him back. Here we go. It's right here from the Wall Street Journal today. ICE cannot bring back Maryland man deported to El Salvador in error. Trump deported him in error, unable to bring him back. I think this is great. This is scary. Let me tell you something. I don't want to treat people inhumanely, but listen. Scaring the hell out of illegals is the best thing we could possibly do. Scare the hell out of them. Why? Because they don't belong here. Not saying treat them inhumanely, not saying mistreat them, attack them, or any of that stuff, but verbally, never physically. Nothing of that sort. Treat them with respect and dignity. But listen, what I am saying is scare the hell out of them into leaving, self-deporting, or not coming. Otherwise, welcome mats out. We are literally doing the beyond the opposite, beyond the antithesis of what Biden did. The man whose name you just heard from Raskin, was arrested by ICE last month, placed in manifest passengers meant to be removed to El Salvador. His lawyer filed a motion seeking the judge to order him back, but they're saying, no, we're not sending him back. Listen, I think it's great. I don't want to send people that aren't criminals there, but on the same token, it happens. But don't pretend he's a citizen, and don't call him a migrant. These are migrants. No, they're not. They're illegals. And this guy's an illegal. Just because you marry somebody doesn't mean you're a citizen. Doesn't mean you're entitled to be here. You're out. And that's just how it is. So, not a criminal, but you're an illegal. So, sorry about the mix-up, but you're an illegal. Don't come here illegally. And then, hey, if you were here legally, it wouldn't happen. Don't you love how the Democrats make this crap up? They're deporting citizens. No, they're not. Some guy called in on one of the shows I was doing the other day. Some guy called in. And he says, well, you're not going to deport a citizen. I said, wait a minute, if ICE came to you and surrounded you, you know, like we see these awesome stuff with these Hamas lovers on college campuses, we have more of them getting deported today. It's freaking awesome, including one who's self-deported today. But we got these ICE people coming out, and they're in plain clothes. They got the chain with the little badge. Other than that, they got a mask over themselves, and they're surrounding you coming from all directions. They cuff you and stuff you and get you out of here. And so that happens. And this guy says, what if it's me? You could be a deported citizen. I said, if it was you, dude, wouldn't you say I'm a U.S. citizen? Check my wallet. It's in my freaking pocket. There's a driver license in there. I'll give you my Social Security number. In like 3 minutes, they'd know you were a citizen. It's ICE. They can pull it up probably in their squad car. Their unmarked car. They probably got a computer thing in there. Come on. Nobody's getting deported that isn't illegal. No. By the way, I forgot to mention my Venezuelan relatives, and as promised. So we had an amazing time with them in Miami a few weeks ago, and I speak Spanish. Not as well as I'd like to, but I speak it pretty well for a gringo. 2 years in college I studied and 2 years in high school. I love speaking Spanish. And so we had lunch with them, or late breakfast, early lunch, and we talked for hours. And guess who they cannot stand? Illegals from Venezuela. Guess who they don't want here? Illegals from Venezuela. Guess when they came here? They came here by spending thousands of dollars and waiting several years. And when they got here, they slept on my father-in-law's floor. And they worked menial jobs. Like in Fort Worth several years ago, there was a winter storm. And all these people crashed from ice and driving too fast. And one of the people that crashed and killed was a Venezuelan who's a dentist here legally. You know what she did till the day she died? She cleaned toilets. Going from being a dentist in Venezuela to cleaning toilets here and loving this country. The Venezuelans who come here legally despise the illegals and don't want them here. And they say they're the worst. That's quotes from my relatives. It is true. All right, we're going to talk about whether it's racist to ask you for your ID as Trump's voter ID regarding illegals has taken place. And then Musk and what he found on how many illegals were on the voter rolls, how many illegals are getting Social Security. All that's coming up next. It's Chris Kroc in for Jesse Kelly. Follow me on social media at Chris Kroc Show, CHRISKROK. Next, we'll talk about that. Oh, and tax season. Illegals are being told, hey, we can help you file taxes. Illegals. All that next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
I mean, these guys, maybe half of the songs I didn't dig, but the other half were just incredible. Yeah, it was terrible. Stop doing those drugs, sir. gentlemen out there. Okay, by the way, we get right back into this. It's tax time, and we need to make sure our illegals can file their taxes. And that's what a major tax outfit is doing, was caught doing, according to a journalist. That's on, you can see it on my Twitter feed. I think it was yesterday I retweeted this. I got the story in front of me. But I want to tell you this. I got into a car crash. It wasn't my fault. I was at a stoplight. Somebody hit me going 45 miles an hour right in the rear at a stoplight, right? And my neck to this day and my shoulder are messed up. And I have medications, but you don't want to take stuff that can be addictive. You don't want to take stuff too much. And Relief Factor is the right way to do this. You've seen Jesse talk about the positive change. You've heard about it for so many, how it's made for so many people, including himself, how Relief Factor makes it pain-free for Jesse. Give their product a try like he has for years. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day to try it and see how it can help you get rid of the pain and start living better. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free. Daily supplement helps your body fight pain naturally, the way it's meant to be. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor supports your body's response to inflammation. That's what happened with my neck. It doesn't just mask pain for a short time. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's safe to take it daily. The longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is. Neck, back, joint. By the way, I have a horrible knee. My parents both have had their knees replaced. I'm following behind them rapidly. Neck, back, joint, muscle pain. Relief Factor can help. Over 1 million people have turned to Relief Factor. Every day that you feel better is a day that you live better. Give Relief Factor a try. With their pain-free trial, you can get a three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a buck a day. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF, or visit relieffactor.com. Okay, Jackson Hewitt. You've heard of them. Jackson Hewitt. By the way, producer Chris was telling me that, you know, I don't understand these people that wait to the last minute for their taxes. The only thing I could understand with that is if you owe. But the illegals on the streets of New York City, according to journalist Savannah Hernandez, I've had her on my show. She's awesome. She interviewed people at Jackson Hewitt. They were passing out flyers for illegals. It says the illegals, it seems to inform, says Breitbart, the illegal migrants that they can get a $7,650 refund if they claim one child. $12,635 if they have two anchor babies or children. And $14,000. I feel like I need to do the guy from The Price is Right. A new car! $14,255 for three children. And once Savannah Hernandez, the journalist, says, I'm a journalist, and asks questions, they say that he takes the flyer from her and says, our attorney's going to be talking to you. No. La Migra is going to be talking to you, immigration DOJ. Et al. Is going to be talking to you, brother man. Crazy, isn't it? They're right out there where the illegals were lining up, is what it looked like, according to the report. Speaking of illegals, I mean, look, we want to make sure that they can get their taxes back. I mean, after all, they're hardworking they're not hardworking taxpayers. Exposed. Illegals infiltrated the voter rolls, exploited Medicaid after obtaining Social Security numbers without IDs. By the way, speaking of IDs, there's a local credit union. It's not mine, but they're a partner with mine, which is from another state where I grew up. And so I can only withdraw a certain amount every day. So every day I'm going over there to this credit union, pulling out a grand a day until I get the rest of my money out of there that I needed to get for whatever reason. And so I go there every day, and every day they say, we need your ID. And I don't know about you, but every time somebody wants to ask for my ID, whether I'm at the airport, whether I'm at the credit union, the bank, or, you know, whatever, to buy some alcohol or something, although I don't get carded much anymore, which is kind of cool and kind of sad at the same time, I want to say, that's racist. I want to say it, but act serious and hold my pose. That's racist. Let's see what they say. But I don't want to do it because I don't want to get them all freaked out or whatever. Like, oh, sir. No, that's racist. I want to be like some of these elderly people well, actually, almost all the Karens and their cucked husbands, you know, cuckolded husbands, are out there screaming at Elon Musk and his at Elon Musk and any Tesla owners and screaming at. Have you seen those videos? Some of them are on my Twitter feed. Just follow me on social media at Chris Kroc Show. That's at Chris Kroc Show. But some of them, you can see them, and they're all really old. And you know, I was listening to some of the analysis of this on Fox News yesterday, and I think they're absolutely right. These are the people that were part of that hippie generation. Now they're older, they're retired, they have more time, and they have just been supercharged to hate our values, who we are, hate Trump, all that stuff. But look at this. Elon Musk and his partner, Antonio Gracias. I want to say Donata. Donata, Mr. Gracias, right? A Spanish immigrant, founder of Valor Equity Partners, who's also a member of Doge. By the way, these people that are on the Doge team are insane. Like, they're like people that are already, you know, millionaires heading up these companies that are very successful, like this guy. They stumbled upon, by accident, a list of illegals with Social Security numbers that surged for more than sevenfold, from 270,000 illegals having Social Security numbers in 2021 to 2.1 million under Joe Biden in 2024. More than 5 million illegals collect benefits funded by, of course, us American taxpayers, some finding their way into the voter register. This isn't political, Gracias said on stage with Musk. My parents are immigrants, by the way. He means legal immigrants. Brother and sister are born in Spain. I'm pro-legal immigration. It's not political. It's about America and the future of American. They found that 1.3 million illegals have Social Security numbers. We're benefiting from Medicaid, adding to taxpayers' burdens, stretching resources. This is who these leftist judges are fighting to keep in our country, to steal from us, to bastardize the congressional boundaries, to make more congressional seats in California, Nueva York, or Illinois, for example. That's what this is all about. They further analyzed the voter records, found illegals who registered and voted during elections. They've been forwarded to the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, for prosecution. So this is it, y'all. This is happening big time. And there is so much we're going to learn about. And I thought about this yesterday when I saw this. We're going to find out some wild, major crap that even the left and the liberal media are not going to be able to ignore. All right, coming up next, we are going to talk about more of these Jew-hating Hamas lovers who are being deported, including one who just self-deported. It's awesome. It's crazy. And also Harvard and its leaders and Columbia. All that coming up next. It's Chris Kroc and for Jesse Kelly.
This is an iHeart podcast.